Don't look now, but I think it's Rush Limbaugh. Poor sucker.
Who, the dog?
Yeah. Hey, here we go. Get some mad people under. Oh. Toby Keith here this morning at 100.7 Country KI. See you 2 minutes past 6 o'clock. First time I made it past 6 without one sip of coffee.
Wow.
I'm shaking like a line of wash in a hot wind, or else. Would you help me? Would you help me? Good morning, everybody. I'm Juan Valdez.
And R.L. Green.
Juan.
As we are just a mere 18 minutes away from Ranger Riddle at 100.7 KICE in Bend.
Yo.
High roller, even when the chips are down.
Men will be boys. That's Billy Dean here at 100.7 Country Radio. KICE. It's
Wait. You know what?
What?
Ranger Riddle this morning?
Yeah?
Somebody's going to get a blast out of this one.
Real explosive one.
That's all we're going to say.
Speaking of big blasts, we're having a blast today because it's Independence Day in Mali.
Bali.
Yeah, John.
It's a huge West African nation, as large as Texas and California combined. Nine million residents. They speak Bambara and Sunufu.
Hey!
Come on, give us a little bit of Sunufu.
Sunufu, legend of the West. Oh, hey, Sunufu.
Sounds like some kind of yogurt. Try new Sunufu. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dallas. Sunufu Dobro.
And Mali Mali Garigas.
Mali.
It is 9 after 6 at KICE.
Mali.
Now this update from ABC News.
The Bend City Commissioners gave their approval last night to get the ball rolling for a municipal golf course in conjunction with the county. The city will file a land use application for the golf course on a piece of their property east of Bend. The commission also endorsed a resolution opposing ballot measure 13, a measure that would discriminate against homosexuals. The chair of the group leading the fight for ballot measure 13, Lon Maybon of the Oregon Citizens Alliance, will be in Bend this evening to hold a strategy meeting at the Vineyard Community Fellowship. The OCA considers Deschutes County a crucial link in getting Measure 13 passed at the polls in November. A first of two traffic meetings will be held this evening concerning problems in Bend. People can go and give testimony at Kenwood School from 7 to 8:30. Crook County residents with concerns about their well water will have the chance to get it tested today from noon to 3. The samples need to be taken to the Prineville Fire Hall on North Belknap. A half cup of water is needed. More on these and other stories at 6:30. I'm R.L. Grigas, statewide and Central Oregon weather next on KICE.
If you love chocolate chip cookies as much as I do, you got a real treat in store for you. Decadent chocolate chip cookies. They're from President's Choice, a line of products exclusive to Fred Meyer. And oh, what rich chocolate taste. You see, they're crammed full with nearly half again as much chocolate as the leading brand. And this will surprise you. They cost less than the leading brand. Oh, that's ridiculous, I can hear you say. How can you have more chocolate for less money? Well, it's not so ridiculous when you think about it. You see, President's Choice doesn't believe in spending large sums of money on national advertising. Instead, they invest their money in their products. They make them superior. Next time you're at Fred Meyer, be sure to take home some decadent chocolate chip cookies and look for more President's Choice products. Great food at lower prices every day. You'll find it at Fred Meyer.
Your office runs like a well-oiled machine, but only when your office equipment operates at optimum efficiency. September is the time to update your equipment. Automated office systems into fiscal year inventory reduction sale is going on now. You'll find the lowest prices of the year on floor models and new Canon copiers and plain paper laser fax machines. Plus, automated office systems will double the trade-in value of your old copier or fax machine. Choose from 14 different models of Canon copiers, Canon plain paper, laser laser fax machines are the number one selling fax machines, and right now there are 7 models to choose from at Automated Office Systems. Don't miss the lowest prices of the year on Canon copiers and fax machines, and double trade-in value now through September. In-house leasing available too at Automated Office Systems in the Deschutes Business Center, North Highway 97 in Bend, or call Bob or Steve at 388-4848 and get your office running like a well-oiled machine.
For 10 years, Oak Unlimited has grown quietly but steadily. Better built furniture, value, and exceptional service explain why. If you've never visited Oak Unlimited, come see what others have happily discovered. You'll find one of the largest collections of fine oak furniture in the Northwest. Tables, chairs, and side pieces to define an exceptional dining room. Handsome beds, dressers, and chests to create a perfect bedroom. Entertainment centers for a single TV or an entire wall of electronics. And impressive office furniture, too. Fact is, you're likely to find the perfect piece for any room. If you prefer, Oak Unlimited will custom design and build to your exact specifications. You see, Oak Unlimited simply gives you more choice. Right now, during their 10th birthday celebration, you can acquire beautiful new things for every room. Of course, Oak Unlimited's risk-free purchase policy means you always buy with confidence. So come to Oak Unlimited now, during their 10th birthday celebration. Oak Unlimited, in Bend at the Fred Meyer Center on Highway 97. Oak Unlimited, better built furniture.
The next 25 seconds are brought to you by McMurray and Sons.
Wow!
Whoa!
McMurray and Sons Roofing Company. We think you should enjoy the great outdoors, not worry about it. McMurray and Sons. We take roofing to a higher level.
Roofer Madness. It's a country world premiere. It's a series of new CDs by great country artists through September and all the way into October Country Music Month. You can be listening tonight for the brand new one from Little Utah. Oh, Little Texas.
Texas.
Okay.
Utah's a four-letter
word.
That's
right. They all start at 7 p.m. Country World Premiere Series with the Radio Rangers at 100.7 KICE. Tonight, Little Texas. There we go.
Yes. A few clouds tomorrow, but sunshine for the most part over on the coast. In the valley and eastern Oregon, sunny and nice today. Tomorrow, highs 80s, maybe 90, lows 30s, 40s, and 50s. In the Cascades, a freezing level over 14,000 feet. A thermal heat low producing record temperatures west of the mountains will begin to fade to the east in the next couple of days, allowing cooler air to move in towards the end of the weekend.
Central Oregon weather, sunny today and tomorrow. Highs up 85 to 90, lows 30s and 40s. It's right now. 44 degrees at KIC with Ranger Riddle coming up in 5 minutes.
Every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks.
Pirates of the Mississippi, a little bit of too much. Boom, boom, boom. Hey. Never too much of that Ranger Riddle.
Hey, I love it when he says that. Why, yes, Dallas, you're right.
That's my name.
It is time to play Ranger Riddle. Your chance to win breakfast, lunch, or dinner for yourself from Jake's on South Highway 97. That because your intelligent quotient is immeasurable.
Huh?
Or the fact that you're darn lucky and know the answer to today's Ranger Riddle.
That's all I have to say about that.
He didn't often ask for a light. Who invented dynamite? He didn't often ask for a light. Who invented dynamite?
Dan Quayle.
Give us a call now, 389-3333. We'll take the first 5 phone calls. The first correct call wins breakfast, lunch, or dinner for themselves from Jake's on South Highway 97. But if, in fact, we take all 5 calls, get no correct answer.
Too bad.
I get the breakfast.
A birthday greeting and the fishing report coming up next at KICE.
Look at that old recliner. Never did fit. Never was comfortable. Never did match the decor. I think I'll blow it away. Yeah, yeah, that's a ticket. I'll blow it away.
Boy, he really blew that sucker to smithereens.
It's the incredible Lane Recliner. Buy one, get one for free sale on now at Wilson's of Redmond. Free? Free? Free!
Lane Recliners. Buy one, get one free.
Take advantage of Wilson's Lane Recliner Buy One, Get One Free sale. Choose from wall huggers, rocker recliners, small, medium, and large sizes. Mix and match colors and upholsteries.
Undoubtedly the largest recliner selection in the free world.
Shop with just $10 down, $10 a month. See store for details at Wilson's of Redmond, a half a mile west of Redmond International.
If you ask me, one of the best things about fall is the way everything smells. Autumn leaves, cool, crisp air, and the legendary aroma of Abby's pepperoni pizza hot out of the oven. Now, don't get me wrong. Abby's is a great all-season pizza, but there's something about fall that makes Abby's even more enticing, like the return of Midweek Madness, where every Monday through Thursday, Abby's giant pepperoni is just $10.99, or a large pepperoni pizza is only $7.99. You know, Abby's pepperoni pizza is already a great deal. Ounce for ounce, nobody piles on the pepperoni like Abby's. But when that old harvest moon comes around, we all get a little crazy. And $10.99 for a giant, $7.99 for a large pepperoni pizza is about as crazy as it gets. So hurry before this offer flies south for the winter. After all, this deal's over in September. Pepperoni pizza and Midweek Madness, Monday through Thursday at Abby's Legendary Pizza.
You know, I made some dynamite out of my dad's nitroglycerin pills.
Yeah?
Of course, he didn't like that one bit.
He got a big blast out of it, huh?
I remember Dad.
I remember him well. Yes, who invented dynamite? The question of the day, Mike Elmore knew.
KICE, good morning. You are caller number two.
Nobel.
Alfred Nobel, yes, invented dynamite. And for that tidbit of knowledge, Mike will receive breakfast, lunch, or dinner from Jake's on Jake's at South Highway 97 and the Radio Rangers at KICE.
He's disqualified because he said, who was Nobel? He forgot to say that. Just kidding. Time now for the fishing report brought to us this morning by Patterson's RV Center.
Well, fall fishing presents its problems and its opportunities here in Central Oregon. I like to combine scouting for deer, grouse, or elk with my casting this time of year. At least the fishless hours go by faster that way. If you want to fish, try the Metolius Riffles with a big humpy for aggressive rainbows. Warm afternoons will pay off regularly enough to make it a fall habit. Look to the Crooked River for trout fishing, a beadhead caddis during the day, maybe a small Adams or caddis hatch at dusk. If you're careful about where you fish, much of the Deschutes Channel is closed. At Wickia, a Rapala will get brown trout. Try evenings for your best shot at a big fish. And with the cooler weather, now is the time to try for Atlantics at Hosmer. Take along a few dry damselfly imitations just in case, but your mainstays will be carry specials and damselfly nymphs. Good fishing! I'm Rock Randall with the Oregon Outdoor Journal.
You know, the best way to enjoy a great view is from a vacation on wheels from Patterson's RV Center, like the New Way Champagne Edition, a master suite with plenty of storage space and a kitchen that's about as homey as a lodge. And Jim and Judy, real nice people who back you up with service after the sale. Want something smaller? They've got those too. Alpenlight, Prowler, Jamboree. And the thing is, the views are just as big.
Patterson's RV Center, North Highway 97 in Bend.
Cool nights got you thinking of heading south? Check out Patterson's huge stock of fifth wheels and trailers in stock right now at Patterson's RV Center, a half a mile north of the Mountain View Mall in Bend.
Hey, it's Debbie Boone's birthday. You light up my life. Guess who else's birthday it is?
Isn't it Amanda's?
As we head south to Lapine, Amanda is a wicked 13. Oh, hit the teenage. She's going to take the car today and never come back. 13 years old, Amanda.
Don't do it, Amanda.
Don't do it.
This
I did it, and look where it got me.
For you.
Radio.
Happy birthday, Amanda. Happy birthday. This is your day to have a lot of love.
I wonder if her name is Amanda Lynn.
Happy birthday, Amanda. Happy birthday. This is your day to have a lot of fun, 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 fun.
Yowza. Get out there and mend some fences. Just what you want to do on your birthday. Restless Heart, KICE.
You haven't said a single word to me this morning. Still upset about the fight we had last
night. Living in a house she grew up.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning, I'm Tim O'Donnell.
Central Oregon demanded it, and Spa Country of Bend responded. By popular demand, Spa Country of Bend has extended their 15th anniversary celebration through September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Only during this special event will you find used spas starting at just $995. Or how about this, a brand new 7-person octagon spa, the Socializer by Marquee, for only $24.95. Or get the Socializer and a gazebo package for only $29.95. And as a special bonus, KICE and Spa Country are offering an additional $50 off any spa purchase during this special event. Only at Spa Country of Bend and only through September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. At Spa Country of Bend, you'll find spas by Marquee, Caldera, and Paradise on display and specially priced for this 15th anniversary celebration. But you must hurry. These prices can't last forever. Get to Spa Country of Bend today, 1841 Northeast Division, at the corner of Division and Revere.
In here, when I'm talking to people, drinking espresso at Jake's. Actually, I'm not drinking espresso. I'm just talking to people. My mom won't let me drink espresso. Maybe if I act more grown up, I can fool the waitress.
May I take your order, please?
Yes. One mocha latte, please.
One hot chocolate coming right up.
Rats! That's Jake's self-event, Highway 97.
What can a BuyMart membership card do for you every day? Shop the current membership bulletin and save during our gigantic Sunbeam sale. Save on the Sunbeam heating pad with multi-heat controls and washable cover, now $7.99. Choose from a manual or automatic blood pressure monitor from Sunbeam, $29.99 or $49.99 each. And the Sunbeam Ultrasonic 1.5-gallon humidifier is just $39.99. But hurry, special prices are good through September 25th, only at BuyMart.
637 at KICE. Well, the owner of the cottage where Evita Scarlatus died of carbon monoxide poisoning did not have an occupancy permit for the bungalow, listed only as a pool house. It was not allowed to be used for cooking, heating, or sleeping, said the Southampton, New York building inspector. Foster said an inspection would have been required for the occupancy permit. North Carolina women's soccer team passed a milestone of sorts yesterday, defeating North Carolina State 5-1. It marked the 89th consecutive win for the Tar Heels. The UCLA men's basketball team posted 88 wins in a row from 1971 to 74, the longest recorded NCAA string. The NCAA only keeps records on football, basketball, softball, baseball, and women's volleyball, and now soccer. Two-time Formula One champ and 1989 PPBG Titleist Cup winner Emerson Fittipaldi said yesterday that he will remain with Roger Penske and the IndyCar team for at least two more years with an option for 1997. The 47-year-old Fittipaldi is runner-up to teammate Al Unser Jr. in this year's PPBG Cup standings.
Now's your chance, Central Oregon, and you only get it once a year. It's the first year anniversary sale at Ben's Hertz Car Outlet this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. You'll make the deal of a lifetime on Hertz rental returns, special purchase vehicles, and local trades all priced to make this one of the largest sales events in Ben's history. The Ben Hertz Car Outlet has the vehicle you have been looking for at a price you'll have to see to believe. Tauruses, Explorers, Cherokees, Tempos, MPV vans, Camrys, and more. Get extra special prices on new cars with full remaining factory warranties and very low miles. But these fabulous cars can't and won't last long, so you must shop now before they're gone. You sleep, you weep. Don't miss it. The first anniversary sale at Ben's Hertz Car Outlet, Friday through Sunday only at Hertz Car Sales. Nearly new vehicles at not nearly the price. Hertz Car Sales, located next to Carrera Motors on South Highway 97 in Bend.
42 degrees at 640. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dallas Dobro.
And R.L. Garrigues with Central Oregon Information on KICE. A two-hour work session yesterday gave Bend City Commissioners the facts about a massive fire equipment improvement program requested by the City Fire Department. It will take a full year to replace the fire fleet, according to Fire Chief Larry Langston, who told KICE the average age of the vehicles they have is between 15 and 20 years old.
Well, we got one that goes back to 1953. We've got others that are very difficult to find parts for. coincidentally, our youngest engine, which was built in the 80s, has the highest maintenance problems. It was a truck that was bought, I think, secondhand. And so, in general, the department needs to replace this because it's not standardized. It's not technologically up to today's standards that we want to provide for the public.
The tab for the new equipment, about $2.8 million, which the city should be able to absorb within its existing budget over a period of about 12 years. Last night, the Bend City Commissioners gave their approval to get the ball rolling for a municipal golf course in conjunction with the county. The city will file a land use application for the golf course on a piece of their property east of Bend. The commission also endorsed a resolution opposing ballot measure 13, a measure that would discriminate against homosexuals. The Central Oregon Community College Foundation and Bend Chamber are sponsoring a fundraiser this evening showing the first episode of the ABC series McKenna, filmed in Bend. KICE talked with Marcy Olson from the foundation, who said that the fundraiser will help the performing arts program and the foundation.
The foundation helps provide scholarships for needy students, and they are students that do go to school here at COCC and most likely come right back into our own community and perform their work duties here.
The cost of the event, $30. The episode to be shown at 7:30, a reception at 6:30. For more information, call the Bend Chamber. The first of two traffic meetings will be held this evening concerning problems in Bend. People can go and give testimony at Kenwood School from 7 to 8:30. Crook County residents with concerns about their well water will have the chance to get it tested today from noon to 3. Samples need to be taken to the Prineville Fire Hall on North Belknap. A half a cup of water is needed. A 100-acre fire near Chiloquin was contained yesterday. The cause of the fire was a car that ignited some brush. 34-year-old Carl Wayne Hall was charged with starting the fire, driving under the influence, driving while suspended, and violating probation. No winner in Oregon Megabucks or Lotto's Powerball yesterday. Both jackpots increased for the weekend. Central Oregon weather next on KICE.
Independence. To Shiloh Ann's, it means the freedom to do things right. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Ann's. For over 20 years, Shiloh has been an independent, privately owned company. Our independence means we don't have to pay costly franchise fees. That means we can pass the savings on to you, our guests, with better service, better rooms and suites, and better rates. It also means we can keep our promise of affordable excellence. And you'll see it reflected in Shiloh's meticulously clean, exceptionally comfortable rooms and suites, in the superb food and service at Shiloh restaurants, and in the positive attitude of Shiloh's genuinely friendly people. Next time you travel for business or pleasure, experience the affordable excellence of the largest independent, privately owned hospitality company in the Western United States. For reservations, phone 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inn's affordable excellence.
Reminder that you can save lives. Yes, please give blood at the American Red Cross Blood Drive. It's coming up today from 2 till 7 at the Sisters Intermediate School Gym. For more info, you can call 549-9631. And Chief Dave said he's going to give 7 gallons today.
Bravo.
Quite the guy.
You are a man, Dave.
And he just slits his wrist and there you go. Have my blood.
Well, hey, take what you want and leave the rest. A thermal heat low producing record temperatures west of the mountains like 96 degrees over in Newport. Bob's going to have fun with that this morning.
96.
This will begin to fade to the east in the next couple of days, allowing cooler air to move in towards the end of the weekend.
What did he say? Is going to get, 62, 63, 64, 65.
Yeah, that was it.
He's only 30 degrees off.
That's all.
He's usually about 30 degrees off. It's going to be beautiful here today. Sunny today and tomorrow. Highs up 85 to 90, lows 30s and 40s right now. It's 42 degrees. And as we say to Bob, shut up and kiss me, Bobby O. Mary Chapin Carpenter here at 100.7 KICE. Heading to Heartland from Pure Country, George Strait. here at KICE 651. Good morning, everyone, on this Thursday at the Barn at the Ranch, KICE. Speaking of Heartland, let's head to the American West for a mind's eye view of days gone by. You can listen Sunday nights at 9 p.m. for the Great American West from the Radio Rangers at 100.7 KICE.
If you own a small business or a big one, there's a good chance you advertise in here. The U.S. West Direct Yellow Pages. Why? Because in business, you know there are good sounds and bad sounds. The trick is to hear more good sounds than bad. Enter U.S. West Direct, the book more shoppers turn to when they're ready to buy. In fact, studies show that 4 out of every 5 Yellow Pages users wind up either calling a business or coming in. Think of all those people looking at your ad 24 hours a day. Money practically burning a hole in their pockets. Beautiful. It's where to sell. U.S. West Direct.
Call your local office listed under Yellow Pages Publishers to advertise in U.S. West Direct.
Tuesday, July 5th, late morning. I'm surrounded by the most magnificent high desert landscape imaginable. Indian paintbrush, wild iris, thermal springs. And I'm reminded that all things human are insignificant in the presence of nature. Afternoon, the sun is hot, and I've witnessed wondrous things. Burrowing owls, roosting pallid bats, a red-tailed hawk crying out into the vast wilderness. And I'm reminded that the true universal language is the one unspoken. Evening. Dusk descends with the blazing sun.
Attention visitors, the High Desert Museum will close in 10 minutes.
And I'm reminded that I'm to meet my wife and kids at the gift shop.
The High Desert Museum. It's more an expedition than an exhibition. 6 miles south of Bend on Highway 97.
When value exceeds price, you have extreme value. Well, that's what you have at Murray & Holt Motors. Check out these amazing deals on new and used cars. This Buick-less Sabre is a great deal during the new car closeout at Murray & Holt. It's only $19,995, a $3,500 savings. How about these used car deals? Here's a 1984 GMC Suburban 4x4 with automatic transmission, air conditioning, tilt steering wheel, power windows, and door locks. Pick it up for only $5,250. That's $156 per month for 36 months at 11.95 APR on approved credit, $599 cash down, or trade equity. Here's a 1984 Honda Accord. It's a sharp four-door sedan with automatic transmission, cruise control, and AM/FM stereo. Pick it up for only $5,250. That's also $156 a month for 36 months at 11.95 APR on approved credit, $599 cash down or trade equity. Here's a 1986 Nissan Pulsar. It's a two-door coupe with lots of goodies and only $2,750. That works out to an unbelievable $114 a month for 24 months at 12.95 APR on approved credit with $399 cash or trade equity. And finally, here's a 1984 Chevy Celebrity Eurosport for the same deal as the Nissan. Murray & Holt at 3rd and Franklin, and Ben right on the corner and right on the price every time.
This is Red Nickerson with my junkyard memories in just a minute.
It's back to school, and you know what that means.
Yeah, reading literature, ugh.
Right, sure. You with the attention span of a housefly, you'd get lost in Cliff Notes.
True, but what am I going to do?
Announcing Capsule Classics. All the classics of Western literature reduced to 3 or 4 lines that rhyme so even you can remember it. Here, try the Capsule Classic version of Moby Dick.
Okay. Ahab took a pointy stick and stuck it in old Moby Dick. Ahab laughed. At last he got him. Then Moby pulled him down to the bottom. That's easy, and the book is so long.
And they're all that simple. Try the Capsule Classic version of Romeo and Juliet.
The Montagues and Capulets were feuding, that's why Juliet was never supposed to ever go with anyone named Romeo. They had a plan to buck this trend, but they messed up and died. The end. Why couldn't Shakespeare just say that? I mean...
If you're going to be too stupid to read, get Capsule Classics, another fine product from Artificial Intelligence.
One of the biggest mistakes this country ever made was hiding a junkyard. Yes, sir. Back in the 60s, Lady Bird Johnson talked Congress into passing a law that made them fence and put shrubbery around them good collections of rusting automobiles, and our economy has never recovered. I guess they're still around somewhere, but we just can't find them. You need a good part nowadays, people either have to go pay a fortune for it at a store, or they just steal it off of my pickup truck. Well, I used to visit the junkyards on a regular basis, browsing around and window shopping. It was so interesting and nice, they should have charged admissions. People just too lazy to get a little grease under their fingernails nowadays and do their own work. They wouldn't think about buying some used part. They take it to the garage. You know what they do? They sneak off the junkyard and buy an old one and spray paint it and charge you for a brand new one. That's what. Why, junkyards was so much fun, they shouldn't have never got rid of them. I'll bet Lady Bird Johnson wanted them hid because Lennon was spending too much time crawling around through them smashed cars with a wrench looking for good accessories to bolt onto the presidential limo. This is Red Nickerson. Good day.
Yeah, and a good day to you too, Red. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dallas Dubrow.
And R.L. Garrigues. As we celebrate Independence Day on Mali, at
KICE in Penn. Yeah. Here's Mark Culley now, Hard Loving Woman at KICE.
Everybody said that Bobby was a little hard-headed.
Well,
he sure
fine little ditty from Diamond Rio's latest CD, Love a Little Stronger CD. You ain't any.
I beg your pardon.
Talking about my will. 6 minutes past 7 o'clock here at 100.7 KICE. St. Charles Medical Center presents its community education calendar coming up for September, of course. On the 26th, they'll have a course called Kid Care. It's a course in infant, child, CPR, first aid, safety, and common illnesses. Like, I got a cold, I can't go to school. It'll be held at St. Charles with a $15 fee for the CPR training and certification. It'll be free without that certification class. The class will run from 6 to 9 p.m. on the 26th. Also on the 27th, the Art of Relaxation. For more information, call St. Charles himself at 388-7710. St. Charles, partners in our community.
Right on.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm Dallas Dobroom.
And R.L. Garrigues. 7 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. KICE.
Now this update from ABC News.
The Bend City Commissioners gave their approval last night to get the ball rolling for a municipal golf course in conjunction with the county. The city will file a land use application for the golf course on a piece of their property east of Bend. The commission also endorsed a resolution opposing ballot measure 13, a measure that would discriminate against homosexuals. The chair of the group leading the fight for ballot measure 13, Lon Maybon of the Oregon Citizens Alliance, will be in Bend this evening to hold a strategy meeting at the Vineyard Community Fellowship. The first of two traffic meetings will be held this evening concerning problems in Bend. People can go and give testimony at Kenwood School from 7 till 8:30. And Crook County residents with concerns about their well water will have a chance to get it tested today from noon to 3. Samples need to be taken to the Prineville Fire Hall on North Belknap. A half cup of water is needed. More on these and other stories at 7:30. I'm R.L. Garrigues, statewide and Central Oregon weather next on KICE.
Hello there, Tom Haggai for your hometown proud IGA supermarket. Last year I lost one of the loves of my life, Uncle Colin Lindsay. I remember when he was taking his first sail around the world, and he was seated next to a man, and he said, "Is this your first time?" He said, "Oh, no, Mr. Lindsay, I sail around the world each year." He said, "Pretty expensive, isn't it?" He said, "No, it doesn't cost me a thing." Mr. Lindsay said, "You mean you own this line?" "No, sir," the man said. He said, "Then how do you do it for nothing?" He said, "My heirs foot the bill." Uncle Colin said he got off the next port of call and called both of his daughters, said, "Thank you. We're having a wonderful trip." Well, we shouldn't waste everything we might leave. But also, we shouldn't deprive for those that we do leave. Enjoy a bit of life. Thanks for your minute.
Hometown Proud, IGA.
Brought to the Central Oregon community by Alpine Foods in Lapine and the Newport Avenue Market in Bend.
Your office runs like a well-oiled machine, but only when your office equipment operates at optimum efficiency. September is the time to update your equipment. Automated office systems into fiscal year inventory reduction sale is going on now. You'll find the lowest prices of the year on floor models and new Canon copiers and plain paper laser fax machines. Plus, automated office systems will double the trade-in value of your old copier or fax. fax machine. Choose from 14 different models of Canon copiers. Canon plain paper, laser fax machines are the number one selling fax machines. And right now, there are 7 models to choose from at Automated Office Systems. Don't miss the lowest prices of the year on Canon copiers and fax machines, and double trade-in value now through September. In-house leasing available, too, at Automated Office Systems in the Deschutes Business Center, North Highway 97 in Bend. Or call Bob or Steve at 388-4848 and get your office running like a well-oiled machine.
Lewis and Company of Bend reminds you it's not too late to purchase your handgun before a crime bill is passed. With this in mind, Lewis and Company has high-capacity magazines in stock and more on the way. Deer season is right around the corner. Have you stocked up on your ammo? Lewis and Company also has bore sighting, scope mounting, and a complete line of hunting knives like Buck, Kershaw, Spyderco, and Benchmade. Don't go hunting without the right equipment. Stop by Lewis and Company or call toll-free 1-800-900-9164. Lewis and Company, just off Division on Colorado in Bend.
It's the time of year to get with hunting and wood gathering. If you're looking forward to getting to your favorite spot in the woods, make sure you get there and back safely without problems. See Dean Hunt Tires before you go. Dean Hunt has all kinds of tires, and they do alignments, brake work, shocks, safety checks. They even do lube oil and filter changes all in one convenient location. Dean Hunt, open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. Dean Hunt, behind the Red Lion Motel on 2nd in Bend.
Bob said it was so hot yesterday in Newport.
How hot was it?
Large people were making their own gravy.
Wow. Oh,
that's hot.
Yes, yes.
Bob, good morning from Newport here on the Central Oregon coast. My golly, I'll tell you. I don't know, you try to keep that Dallas in line over there in check.
Hey.
He's kind of running off at the at the mouth this morning. To me over here, at least. Well, could you believe this?
Is he ticked?
96 was our official high here. 96. People were walking around 90. In the daze over here. It was hot. That's I remember one time, I think 1960, it was 104 here for about 3 or 4 days. So, you know, yesterday was pretty cool. 96. Going to cool down today. Yep, we're going to go drop back down into the low 70s today. That's right. Low 70s. Pretty much the same tomorrow here along the Central Coast as the, I don't know what happened. There's no fog, no drizzle, no nothing. It just kind of
heat low.
Cooled down here. We got a little breeze coming up, and it's so that's the way it's going to be. Hey, we're looking good here. I know you're looking good over there. KICE in Bend is the place.
Can you even say the word meteorologist?
You can say weather guy, though. In the valley, eastern Oregon, sunny today and tomorrow, highs 80s and 90s, lows 30s, 40s, 50s. In the Cascades, a freezing level up over 14,000 feet. 34 degrees in Lapine this morning, 30 in Gilchrist, 36 in Tumalo, 36 in Sisters as well. A thermal heat low producing record temperatures west of the mountains will begin to fade as the next couple of days move upon us, allowing cooler air to move towards us at the end of the weekend.
All right. Central Oregon weather looking beautiful. Sunny today and tomorrow. Highs up 85 to 90. Lows 30s and 40s. Right now it's 44. 44 at Country Radio KICE. Here's Travis Tritt at 100.7.
I'm a full-grown man.
He's that honky-tonk man, 100.7 KICE, Dwight Yoakam here at FM 100, and good morning to you, campers and camperettes. Your psychiatrist calls you pusillanimous.
Well, I shaved yesterday.
Slap him right in the face.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, multiple choice. Are you a fighter, a coward, or are you having a bad hair day? Pusillanimous.
I'm going to go with the bad hair day.
Pusillanimous. No, you're a coward.
Oh, really?
You pusillanimous, you.
Oh.
Okay. There you go.
Well, I learn something every day here,
word
Dallas.
Word search for today. Here at 100.7 KICE, more music coming up around the corner. Stay tuned, KICE.
You've been hearing us talk about Floyd Burks and Oregon Equity for some time. Now hear what others have to say, like retired Bend resident Jim Morris.
You don't get that much from Social Security, and so this money coming in just helps me get out and travel a little bit and enjoy it.
Find out how you can earn a higher rate of return with Floyd Burks and Oregon Equity Lending and Investments, a state-licensed security brokerage firm. Call 382-9290.
When you visit with Mike Smallage at Jim Smallage Motors and hear how they feel about service, you can't help but say to yourself, now this is where I'd like to get my next car.
More than 25 years ago when we started this dealership, we understood that service was the key to successful operation. Our dealership is built on service. It's something we talk about every day. We work Saturdays in the service department. The parts department's open Saturdays. We work late hours. We have a free shuttle service. When we sell a new car, before the customer leaves here, they're introduced to our service manager, our parts department, and the cashier. And if they have a problem, they know who to talk to. And now after 25 years, not only do we have our internal family with fathers and sons and husbands and wives working for us, we have many families that come back and buy time after time after time. And we're proud of that. It makes us feel good.
Service, another reason to see Jim Smallage Motors. For the one know our customers love to hear is no problem. Bend and Redmond, Jim Smallage Motors.
Everybody loves a bargain, and it sure is great when you find one. The old-timers will tell you they've been finding them since 1974 in the Frontier Advertiser. Read it every week, and you're sure to find just about anything you might want. If you want to sell something, personal ads up to 15 words are free for items $200 or less. Business display ad rates are a bargain, too. A copy of the Frontier is the same price as it was in 1974. It's free. The Frontier Advertiser is the buyer's and seller's best friend.
And, Ben, you can pick up a copy of the Frontier at all 7-Elevens, Bi-Mart, Wagner South, and many of your favorite businesses throughout the area.
So, how do you want your hair cut? Ah, something fresh. And yet kind of retro. No problem at Supercuts. What else? Uh-huh. You want a lot of height. Definite personal style. And maximum impact. Coming right up. Supercuts. How do you want your hair cut? Supercuts.
Adult haircuts, $8.95. Children 12 and under, $7.95. At Supercuts. Open 7 days a week at the Shopko Center in Bend.
Hey, if cool is the rule, pick up this week's featured CD at a Boomtown.
Tell me more.
It's latest from perennial favorite J.J. Cale. It's called Closer to You. Pick it up on sale this week at Boomtown, downtown Bend. Boomtown is your source for all kinds of music, from country to classical, bluegrass to blues. And it's J.J. Cale, this week's featured CD from Boomtown at 100.7 KIC. Has some J.J. Cale coming up next right after this tune from Sawyer Brown. Heading down the dirt road here at KICE.
Hi, this is Jim from the group Sawyer Brown, and you're listening to the KICE Radio Rangers.
Here's the latest from ABC News.
Central Oregon demanded it, and Spa Country of Bend responded. By popular demand, Spa Country of Bend has extended their 15th anniversary celebration through September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Only during this special event will you find used spas starting at just $995. Or how about this, a brand new 7-person octagon spa, the Socializer by Marquee, for only $24.95. Or get the Socializer and a gazebo package for only $29.95. And on Northeast Division at the corner of Division and Revere.
Back when they played baseball in September and October, it happened in 1963. The jerks. When San Francisco played the Mets in New York, the Giants' outfield was Matty Alou, Philippe Alou, and Jesus Alou. Hey, Alou!
Alou!
The only time three brothers played for the same major league team.
That's not true.
Mo, Curley, and Larry?
That's it. Today, Interim Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, Players Association Chief Don Fair, will testify before a House Judiciary Subcommittee. The committee is exploring baseball's 72-year-old antitrust exemption. Current legislation is considered unlikely to be enacted before Congress adjourns for the year. If they were going to get some votes, they would do it and do it now. More support is expected when Congress returns in January. The only agreement reached during yesterday's negotiations between the NHL and its Players Association was to meet again on Monday. With the season scheduled to open a week from Saturday and a lockout of players looming, the two sides met for more than 4 hours in New York. Neither side would say whether progress was made. Oh, Buddy Ball is getting another buddy. Yes, Arizona. No. Arizona Cardinals are bringing in Rich Gannon to further confuse a quarterback situation. Gannon played last year with Washington after six seasons in Minnesota. If Gannon is signed, the Cardinals would have four quarterbacks: Steve Berline, Jay Schrader, Jim McMahon.
They need him.
And Rich Gannon, they would likely cut one of them. I'll bet it's going to be Schrader.
Shred him.
Mementos Schrader. From your youth are nice. An old baseball glove can bring back the glory days of the diamond. A prom dress can remind its owner of her former taste in men. And a yearbook can help recapture old haircuts. But beware. Holding on to an old checking account will do nothing but remind you that once you could not afford two toppings on your pizza. Yes, it is time to say farewell to the old college checking account. What you need now is the complete checking account from First Interstate Bank. It includes such grown-up concepts as free checks, reduced loan rates on certain loans, discounts on safe deposit boxes, and no annual fee credit cards. Of course, if you insist on beckoning to those carefree days of youth, you can still think of it as ordering a checking account with everything on it. Complete checking from First Interstate Bank. Certain conditions apply. Member FDIC.
46 degrees at 7:40. Good Thursday morning, everyone. I'm Dallas Dobro.
And R.L. Garrigues with Central Oregon Information on KICE. The Bend City Commissioners gave their approval last night to get the ball rolling for a municipal golf course in conjunction with the county. The city will file a land use application for the golf course on a piece of their property east of Bend. Could be up and running by the spring of 96. The commissioners were unanimous last night in their endorsement of a resolution opposing Ballot Measure 13, a measure that would discriminate against homosexuals. The commissioners came out solidly against the measure after hearing testimony from a number of visitors, among them Ellie Work, who explains to KICE why she asked the commissioners to consider this resolution.
I believe that the leadership of our city and county is important. They're elected officials who represent all people of the community, not just the radical right who tends to scream the loudest. And it's usually women, people of color, gays and lesbians who don't have a voice in government. So we need their strong leadership, and we need them to take a strong stand on issues like this.
Deschutes County Commissioners recently endorsed a resolution opposing Ballot Measure 13 as well.
Did your child have difficulty with reading last year? Is academic success important to you and your child? Would you like to boost your child's self-esteem? Well, if your answers are yes, then you'll want to know about the Reading and Speech Clinic after-school intensive treatment for reading, spelling, and reading comprehension. Sessions last 1 hour per day. Help your child get a good start this school year. You can call now for evaluation information at 389-3302. The Reading and Speech Clinic, located in the Deschutes Business Center. AFS and private insurance accepted. Payment plans available.
The chairman of the group leading the fight for Ballot Measure 13, Lon Maybon of the Oregon Citizens Alliance, will be in Bend this evening to hold a strategy meeting at the Vineyard Community Fellowship. The OCA considers Deschutes County a crucial link in getting Measure 13 passed at the polls in November. The first of two traffic meetings will be held this evening concerning problems in Bend. People can go and give testimony at Kenwood School from 7 to 8:30. A fundraiser this evening, sponsored in part by the Central Oregon Community College Foundation and the Bend Chamber. Marcy Olson with the foundation told KICE.
We are having a fundraising event at Pinckney Center on COCC campus, and what it will be is the Central Oregon premiere of the new television series McKenna. The first episode did air last week, but that was filmed in New Zealand. And this episode, which will air on Thursday evening, is the first one that was filmed here in Bend. Proceeds from the event will be going to COCC Foundation Scholarships and also to the Fine Arts Program.
Okay. cost is $30. The episode filmed in Bend will be at 7:30 with a reception beginning at 6:30. Call the Bend Chamber for more information. Crook County residents with concerns about their well water will have the chance to get it tested today from noon to 3. Samples need to be taken to the Prineville Fire Hall on North Belknap. A half cup of water is needed. A 100-acre fire near Chiloquin was contained yesterday. Cause of the fire was a car that ignited some brush. 34-year-old Carl Wayne Hall was charged with starting the fire, driving under the influence, driving while suspended, and violating probation. No winner in Oregon Megabucks or Lotto's Powerball yesterday. Both jackpots increase for the weekend.
It's bulb planting time. Pointy side up. Remember, Bend Farm and Garden Supply can tell you how to plant those bulbs, where to plant them, what to plant them with. How about some bulb booster? And they have some unique bulbs in there, all sorts of different kinds of lilies and iris and garlic and daffodil and a whole bunch of stuff. And you can find it at Bend Farm and Garden Supply, 740 Northeast 1st Avenue, block south of their old location, just down the street from Denny's. Ferry Morse Vegetable and Flower Seed, the 9-4 crop, 50% off. Put them in your drawer, take them out next year, and they'll be just fine.
Fine, fine, fine.
Lowest prices in town on some of the greatest dog food in town. $8.95 for a 40-pound bag of Handler's Choice. Get off my leg. Lily Miller Lawn Fertilizer. The high performance or a fall and winter blend. 5,000 square feet could cover it for a mere $8.95. And the famous Redman Fertilizer, 210024. Kind of a high nitrogen content to get things going. And it'll spruce things up, first lawn in town to be green. Filbert for squirrels to fatten those little fellas up, make them look like little Rush Limbaugh. 98 cents a pound for filbert at Bend Farm and Garden Supply. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 34 degrees in Lapine earlier this morning, 30 in Gilcrest, 36 in Tumalo, 39 in Redmond. A thermal heat low producing record temperatures west of the mountains will begin to fade to the east in the next couple of days, allowing cooler air to move in towards the end of the week.
96 in Newport.
That's 90. Right. 85 up in Astoria.
Sunny today and tomorrow for Central Oregon. Highs 85 to 9, lows 30s and 40s right now. 46 at KICD.
I'm just an old jukebox junkie, spending my time, spending my money, feeding this habit with hardcore.
Wanga, 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 wanga. Bigot. Yo, whole lonesome me, Don Gibson tune, re-country and rockified by the Kentucky Headhunters here this morning at KICE. How would you like to win a Breckwell pellet stove? Well, you can through Bachelor Spa and Stove in KICE. Go sign up at Bachelor Spa and Stove in the Scandia Square. Then listen mornings and afternoons to hear your name. If we draw your name and you call 389-3333 in 10 minutes, within 10 minutes, your name goes into the grand prize drawing. It's easy with Bachelor Spa and Stove and the Radio Rangers at KICE. Russell Sadler coming up next to KICE.
Albertsons has a new chicken dinner deal, and while we're pretty excited about it, it's thrown us into a bit of a quandary. See, we think the taste is really terrific. Tasty fried chicken or tender roasted chicken made fresh each day right in the store. But the price is pretty terrific, too. 8 pieces of fried chicken or a whole roasted chicken with potato or macaroni salad or coleslaw and 4 buttermilk biscuits for just $4.99. So the quandary is, which do we promote? The taste of our new chicken dinner deal or the price? Maybe you could just decide which would appeal more to you and go with that.
We have to work hard to make it happen. Maybe that's why we are who we are.
Albertson's new chicken dinner deal, just $4.99. It's hard to say which is better, the taste or the price.
Albertson's, it's your store.
Why is River's Edge Golf Course featured in Golf Digest's best places to play? Just ask people who played River's Edge. Spectacular views, the best greens we've played on. The course was great and the staff were so friendly. We're so glad we discovered it. We can't wait to play it again. Have you discovered River's Edge? Come try one of Golf Digest's best places to play. River's Edge Golf Course on Mount Washington Drive behind the River House, 389-2828.
Fall is in the air, and it's hunting season here in the West. For some reason, a few people think power lines and insulators make good target practice. And anyone who thinks that is really hunting for the worst kind of nightmare. Shooting at electrical equipment can cause serious injury to those with the weapon, as well as spectators who might be nearby. And it's illegal. Sight in your rifle or do your practice shooting on approved target ranges, not at electrical lines and equipment. A public service of Pacific Power on FM 100 KICE.
Russell Sadler is brought to us this morning by Bob Butler Business Brokers.
Denny Smith is accusing John Kitzhaber of using his public office for private gain. A comment on the political purity potlatch next on Russell Sadler's Oregon Outlook.
Are you a Central Oregon business owner who's been thinking about selling your business for a while now? Well, now is the perfect time to call Bob Butler Business Brokers. Bob Butler has sold 8 businesses in the past couple of months and has qualified buyers who are looking for businesses in the Central Oregon area. One of those could be yours. Bob Butler Business Brokers, they're the professionals at selling your business. That's what they do. So you can rest assured that your business will be priced right, and the entire transaction will be handled from A to Z. And as a first-time seller, that could be very important to you. And just as important, with Bob Butler, you get pre-qualified buyers. Serious buyers. And everything is strictly confidential. In fact, no one knows how to market your business without sticking a sign on your property better than the specialist Bob Butler Business Brokers. And they're looking for listings right now. So if you're looking to sell your business or you'd like more information on it, call Bob Butler Business Brokers at 389-6001. 389-6001. Bob Butler Business Brokers. Selling your business is their business.
This is Russell Sadler with the Oregon Outlook. Denny Smith is tattling on John Kitzhaber for telephone abuse. Kitzhaber says Smith used his office telephone to arrange speaking engagements for which he was paid while he was president of the Oregon Senate. That, says Smith, is using his public office for private gain. Kitzhaber was in considerable demand as a speaker on health care reform because he authored Oregon's landmark health care plan while he was Senate president. Kitzhaber's staff says the speeches were the result of his public office activity, pay or no pay. Smith says he will file a complaint with the State Government Ethics Commission, which the legislature grandly renamed the Oregon Government Standards and Practices Commission last session. In the past, the Ethics Commission held speeches of this sort were so closely related to an official's public office that it did not constitute using public office for private gain. All this telephone information was gleaned by Smith's campaign staff after a diligent search of U.S. West telephone records of Kitzhaber's office over an 8-year period. We will never know whether Denny Smith ever used his public office telephone to call back to Oregon to consult his managers on how his Eagle newspapers were doing. You see, Congress has its own telephone system and does not make its records public, presumably to avoid the kind of contrived and distorted campaign charges Smith is making against Kitzhaber. Denny Smith is not a candidate who should dwell on the ethics of his opponents. While a member of Congress, Smith sponsored a bill prohibiting the federal government from suing directors of failed savings and loans for personal liability for their bank's failures. Smith was a board member of a failed savings and loan in Salem, and the bill protected his considerable personal fortune from liability lawsuits. Congress did not pass Smith's bill, but Smith's personal interest was transparent. Somewhere in this non-issue, there is a lesson about glass houses and stone throwing. I'm Russell Sadler.
Thank you, Russell. 7:55 here on a Thursday morning at KIC. A brand new CD out called Mama's Hungry Eyes, a tribute to Merle Haggard.
Oh, it's a good one. It is so good.
We're going to hear the anthem to the American man and woman, working man and woman blues. He didn't say working woman back then, but he wasn't PC. Working person blues. Yeah, there we go. Diamond Rio, Leroy Parnell, and Steve Warner here at FM 100 Country Radio KICE. And a good morning to you. I'm Dallas Dobro.
And R.L. Garrigus. K-I-C-E and Ben.
Y'all. Sing it, boys. Sing it.
It's a big job just getting by. 9 kids and a wife.